To Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, drop me a line at david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on my social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast on fmr.co.za. I recently had a reach out from a listener, Paul. Can you please advise me on the following? I need to replace my 12-year-old Dell laptop. I use it mainly for email, Gmail and Telcom mail, and various social media, with the odd simple spreadsheet, home budget, etc. I currently use OpenOffice, which works fine for me. I've become attached to a 7-year-old MX394 Canon printer. I don't necessarily need a laptop any longer as I'm retired, so desktop would probably do. My only question is how much more space it would take up. I have limited space on my desk. I'm wary of advice from a store, as I'm not convinced they have my interests at heart, nor have I been impressed in the past with the level of knowledge displayed at the main large retailers. What would you suggest I look at buying, Paul? Well, it's a great question, Paul. The advantages of laptops that they bring with their portability obviously need to be weighed against power and performance and price. When building a laptop, a manufacturer by necessity chooses power-efficient CPU chips over performance. Then there is a battery and the battery charging systems, all of which have a definite and tangible cost. If portability isn't your thing and being desk-bound is, towers or mini systems do make sense. Secondly, desktop systems usually have upgradability built in, taking standard motherboards, processors, memory, and hard drives, so you can always repair or swap out or upgrade as budget allows or needs demand. The downside is you need separate screens and input devices, which anyone working with a laptop at a desk has probably bought anyway to improve workflow and efficiency. The reality is, for a given performance specification, a desktop solution will be cheaper, a lot cheaper. Now to towers and minis. A tower system does take space, but allows more stuff to be bolted in, and to run cooler and even add cooling. And cool matters, because faster and more powerful means more heat, and more heat means a meltdown, unless the system is well designed or cooled. A tower need not take up space on the desk. They're generally expected to go under the desk. The screen and keyboard go on the desk, of course, unless the screen is on an arm of sorts, which I recommend, and I digress. And, of course, there go the savings as soon as you buy all these accessories. All keyboards and mice can get pretty small, with many mini keyboards coming out that have full-size keys but lose the less commonly used keys as dedicated buttons. This is a whole other show, which I'll do soon. Also, trackpads and trackballs take less desk real estate than mice, so they don't really need space to move around, and they only take up their actual footprint. Lastly, we come to those mini computers. These are little desktops, about the size of a box of chocolates, that makes the giver of the box of chocolates look like a cheapskate. They often have laptop components, so they don't need too much cooling, and are quite power efficient. But then again, that's the price performance thing. They do need a screen and peripherals to be used. The actual mini computer is usually small enough to take its place under the foot of a screen, or even designed to piggyback and be strapped behind a monitor. Apple makes their Mac Mini like this for around 15,000 Rand, which is not cheap, but in M1, guys, it is super powerful and low power consumption. And this goes all the way down to the most cost-effective I could find, the T4 Pro Intel Celeron Quad-Core 4G 64GB Mini PC in black, thin T-series Mini PC, which I know it's a mouthful, but was only 2,999 Rand on Takealot. Bear in mind that is a Celeron, and although quad-core, it's nowhere near as powerful as something like the M1 MacBook. But Paul, for someone like you, that would do just fine, and you wouldn't need more than that. There's everything in between too, of course. Macro had a Celeron-powered Asus for 5999. You were saying you had a Dell. Dell makes these as well. But please bear in mind the cost of monitors, keyboards, and mice when you're doing your comparison shopping. The trouble is, when you start buying the more expensive stuff here, is one can buy a bare-bones laptop for similar money, of course. Paul, I hope all of this helps, and it helps your thinking, and unfortunately, one has to decide what one needs oneself. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and the podcast on fmr.co.za.